Okay. I think that in all of the many, many years that Baruch Hashem we've had these shiurim on Thursday nights, I don't think I ever spoke about the Hilchos Mezuzah. I'm not positive about that. If Yitzhak were here, perhaps he'd be able to correct me. But Lamais, I think, at least as far as I can remember, I never spoke about Hilchos Mezuzah. So we'll rectify that this evening and talk about a din relating to Hilchos Mezuzah, because in this week's Sedra, Parashas Ekev, we find what people refer to as the second parasha of Kriyishma, the second paragraph of Kriyishma, which has towards its end the Pasuk, Uchsavtum al Mezuzos Beisachem Yisharechot, Zoram Perkir Alaf Pasuk Chof, and that's the source of the mitzvah of Mezuzah. The same Pasuk appears in last week's Sedra, in Parashas Chanan, at the end of what we call the first parasha of Kriyishma, with the following difference. Not in terms of the pasuk itself, other than the spelling of the word, and this is a different story, but in terms of the words, it's both psukim say yuchsavta al mezuzos beisachem yisharechot, but in last week's Sedra, Parashas Chanan, the first parasha of Kriyishma, that's the last pasuk of the parasha. Then yuchsavta al mezuzos beisachem yisharechot here, in the Orem Perek Yal pasuk Chof, it's followed by the next pasuk Chavala l'man yibri meichem, yimeyun echem, and so on, right? What it means, the Torah tells that there's a reward for observing. There's a reward for observing the mitzvah of mezuzah, and perhaps other things we'll see in a moment. Namely, nine years we make him, you have long life. Of course, we all know these sukkim from Kriyashma. So it's interesting because the Gemara has a drasha on the basis clearly of the pasuk in our parsha, as you'll see in a moment. Because really, that pasuk Laman Yibri Mechem, which again it's Perek Yirah Pasuk Kofa, the last pasuk of the second parasha of Kriyashma, what is that going on? What brings you the reward of Laman Yibri Mechem? Is it going back on everything that was discussed in the previous Tzukim, which would include Tefillin, which would include Talmud Torah, and Mezuzah, just going on Mezuzah? So it's actually a discussion in the Gemara in Shabbos on the Lamed Beis on the Beis. The Gemara is discussing various Averas, certain Avonos, which unfortunately carry with it the punishment that, God forbid, one's children die. That's where the Gemara starts. It talks about Davon Nedarim Bani Mason, a person not careful about Nedarim, God forbid, such a punishment can happen. So then the Gemara says a little later, in Lamed Beis and Mabeis, in Shabbos, the Gemara has a Pligi Bar of Chibar Al Rav Yossi, Pligi Bar of Chibar Al Rav Yossi, Chad Amar Bavon Mezuzah, the Chad Amar Bavon Bittel Torah. One of them says that the mezuzah also carries with it that punishment, and the other one says it's bittul Torah. Why? What's the machalukas about? Laman damar bavon mezuzah mikra nidrash lefonah velo lifneifonah. The one who holds that this is a punishment which one receives for failure to observe mezuzah properly, that's because he holds mikra nidrash lefonah velo lifneifonah. What does that mean? Rashi explains. Mikra Nidrash, the Pasuk, Laman Yenar Sedra, Laman Yibri Mechem, Maven Echem, Nidrash Lefonov, Koi Akkord Lekameh, is going on the immediately previous Pasuk, namely the Mishtad Mezuzah. Right, talking about mezuzah. So the reward for mezuzah is l'man yibri mechem v'mei echem, right? Your life will be long and your children, and so therefore the assumption is that the opposite is true as well, that if you don't observe the mitzvah mezuzah, then these other, you know, it'll be the other flip side. We won't say it, we won't spell it out, but you can figure it out yourself. That's the Gemara saying, right? However, the previous pasuk before uksavta mam mezuzos beisachem yisharechem, you can see there you have in the chumash. The previous pasuk speaks about Talmud Torah, the maratam osamos bereichem. So this man domer says no, the words laman yibu go on mezuzah. It doesn't go back to psukim. Lo lifnei panim, doesn't it? So bittul Torah is a different set of punishments, but not this. And the other man domer says no. The other person says man domer bavon bittul Torah mikra nidus lefona velifnei panim. No, the pasuk, the wrap up pasuk goes on what came before it and so on. Then later the gemara says pligi bar mevi uda charam bar mezuzah, and tzitzis, and so on. But in any event, you see from the fact that in our parsha, as opposed to in last week's parsha, the pasuk of Chavta Mam Mezuzos Beisachem Yisharechot is followed with a reward. Laman Yirmechem Mechem. It tells us that it's an important mitzvah and it carries with it a reward for long life. And Rachman Otzlan, if it's not observed properly, so the opposite. In fact,
this is the obvious question, though. Why does it say here and not there? Meaning,
oh, that's a good question. I'm not going into that now, but it's a good point. Okay, so the truth is...
I'm sorry. Why is there an assumption that
The reverse is true.
That the reverse
also a good question. As far as right, but a lot of times we do it. We sometimes have a principle. Tells the one to verify the other.
When do you not have a problem?
Right, that's a good question. Also a good question. Not for tonight.
How does Laman Yerichem differ, if at all, from Laman Yerichem Yemecha about Kabbalah of Yerichem and Shliach?
Right, so also a good question. All good questions. Here it's speaking about Eretz Yisrael, Laman Yerichem. But it's a good question. But that's not what I want to go into now. It's all worth thinking about. Maybe another occasion we'll have time to talk about. But for right now, I just want to point out that the Gemara clearly understands that Nebuch, this punishment befalls someone was not careful about mezuzah. In fact, the Rishalmi in Megillah, I didn't bring it with me, but take my word for it for the moment, the Rishalmi in Megillah, the very end of Megillah, Paragad Alach Yud Beis, it's Daf Lamed Dal and Aleph in the Vilna edition of the Rishalmi in Megillah. It's the last Talmud Maseches Megillah, and the Rishalmi tells a story, and it talks about somebody who rents a home from a Jew and rents a home from a non-Jew. We'll see a parallel story in the Bavli in a second. And the Gemara there says that the person... you're not supposed to take the mezuzah with you when you leave, and that's really the theme of tonight's shir. Very common question. Somebody moves from one home to another, one apartment to another, another Jew is moving in. Do you take the mezuzah? Probably heard this question discussed. Do you not take the mezuzah? It's a common question. That's what I want to look at this evening. But the Gemara there in Yerushalayim Megillah indicates that somebody did this and against the halacha, and Nebuchad buried his children. That's what it says in Yerushalayim in Megillah. We have a parallel Gemara, almost exactly parallel, in Bav Metzi and the Bavli on Daf Kuf Beis Amar Aleph. Now I'll read inside. Kuf Beis Amar Aleph. The Gemara says, Tana Rabbanan, on the very top of the page, Amaskir Bayis L'Chavero. First, you rent out a house to somebody, so who has to put a mezuzah, the landlord or the tenant? So the Gemara says, Alasocher Lasos Mezuzah. It's the job of the tenant, the mitzvah of the tenant, he's got to put a mezuzah. And then it says, Uchashehu Yotzei Lo Yitlana Biyodav Yotzei. When he leaves, as when you move out of the house, you don't take the mezuzahs with you. That's what the Gemara says. Okay, and that's, again, Kuf Beis on Aleph in Bav Metzia. The Gemara says, however, if you're renting it from a non-Jew, or you sell, you rent and you're selling it to a non-Jew, something like that, you do take it with you. We may come back to that this time at the end. And now the Gemara says, there's once a story about a guy who took his mezuzah and moved out, v'kovar ishto u'shnei vanov, and he ended up burying his wife. That's why the Yerushalmi doesn't say about his wife, but the Bavli said buried his wife too. And his wife and his children, and then the Gemara asks, so wait a minute, Maisa Listo, you bring a Maisa to the country. You just said that if you move from you're moving out and a Goy is taking it over, you do take it with you. And tell a story about a guy who took it with him and he had this punishment. So Maisa Listo, you bring a story to contradict what you just said. Amar Sheshes Aresha. No, the story's going back to the first part. He took it when a Jew was moving in. It wasn't with a Goy. And that's why I had this punishment. Rashi says, the Reisha says, the beginning of the Gemara says that when you move out, you're not supposed to take the mezuzah with you. This guy took it with him, and he suffered this terrible punishment. Tosus has a comment on this Gemara. Actually, Tosus happens to be printed on the previous Amud. Every once in a while, you find that, you know, that Tosus on the wrong page, you know, because of printing reasons, it didn't fit on the page. So here, the Tosus is printed on Kuf Aleph Medbeis, the previous Amud. So Tosus, it says in small print, Shaykh Lekamon, it belongs in the next page, but it says as follows. Tosafot has a very simple question. He says, even though the Gemara says with regard to tzitzis, let's say I have a problem right now. My wife is yelling at me that the beged and my tzitzis are torn, they're dirty, and so on. In the summer, they get all sweat up, and so on and so forth. So let's say, okay, the garment is worn out, so I want to purchase a new garment, but, you know, it's especially if you wear trailers, so it's expensive to get it again, so I want to take the strings off. Actually, it's not so simple. You know, tightly wound all this time, but anyway, I want to take the strings off and put them on a different beged. Is that allowed? So the Gemara says, yes. So the Gemara in Shabbos, we'll see it inside in a second. So matirin megibeged lebeged. You're allowed to take strings off one to another. So Tosus wonders, so why can't you take a mezuzah from one house to another house? I lived over here, now I'm moving over this. I'm going to bring the mezuzahs with me. I went to a new apartment, to my new house. It's allowed by tzitzis. Why shouldn't it be allowed by mezuzah? That's Tosus kasha. Tafagav damar shmuel dematirin megibeged lebeged for tzitzis. But gabim mezuzah also. You know why? Lefisha hamazikin bo'en bebayis she'ein bo mezuzah. mezuzah serves somehow, however we understand it, not the topic either, we can talk a lot about that. Somehow mezuzah serves as a protection against damage and harm, okay? And we know the tradition that's brought down anything from the Maharil of Eddie, Rahman al-Fan, check the mezuzahs, or whatever. So if you're going to take these mezuzahs down, the other guy's going to move in and doesn't have the mezuzahs, so kishanopa ki'ilu mazik osan shiyadura babayis. It's like you're causing, you might cause damage to come to them when they move in right away. They don't have the mezuzah up right away. Right? So that's what Tosa says. So that's a distinction. So even though by tzitz is allowed, by mezuzah it's not allowed. That's what Tosa says. Now let's look at that. That's in Bav Netziya. Let's look. Yeah.
Tosa's answer doesn't follow. A length of time someone's putting up the mezuzah.
Right, right.
So why wasn't that a mazik? You know, it's the owner shouldn't be on.
When the people come in.
Because they have time. So Tosus focus on the answer.
And Nachanami, that's a problem with Tosus, and that's what I want to show you the next Tosus. That's Sugi in Shabbos. That Sugi is in Shabbos on Daf Chof Aleph. Tosus in Shabbos, the Gemara in Shabbos, Daf Chof Aleph and Beis, Daf Chof Aleph and Aleph, rather, says the following. Just a second. Yeah, the Gemara says there that there were a number of dinim. Let me just find it. I have the wrong page here. I'm sorry, Chof Beis and Aleph. Chof Beis and Aleph. I'm sorry. I apologize. Chof Beis and Aleph. Itmar. Rab Omar, Rab says, Madlikin Miner Lener, on Hanukkah you can light from one candle to the other. Shmuel Omar, Rab Omar ain't Madlikin Miner Lener. Rab says you can't do it. Shmuel Omar Madlikin, you can't. That's what comes up here. That's the Sugya of Hanukkah. And then it says, Rab Omar ain't Matirin Tzitzis Mibeged Lebeged. Rab says you cannot take Tzitzis from one garment to another. Shmuel Omar Matirin Mibeged Lebeged. Shmuel says you can. And Rab Omar ain't Halacha Kabshun Begreiro. Shmuel Omar Halacha Kabshun Begreiro. Rav said the halacha is not like a shimon with regards to the Shabbos dragging something along the ground and making a ridge in the ground. Okay, and Shmuel says the halacha is yes, like a shimon. These three machlokas, three disputes. And Amar Abaye, kol mili demar ovid kirav lebar mehani tlas ovid kishmuel. Abaye says, we follow Rav in all things except for these three. We follow like Shmuel. Medlikin ner l'ner, you can light from one Hanukkah candle to another. O matir mibeged lebeged, and you can move tzitzis from one garment to another. And v'alach of Shimon Greir with pasuk of Shimon in that sugi, which Gemara then goes into. Okay, now on that Rashi says, what's the issue? Rashi says matirin mibeged lebeged. What does it mean matirin mibeged lebeged? Well, Rashi says, Lahatul tzitzis mitalis yoshon l'talis chodesh. The guy wants to say the old talis, old tzitzis, wants to move the strings to another one. That's what it's talking about. So on that Gemara, Tosus says the following. This is Divra Masul Rav Omar. This is Tosus and Shabbos. Remember the Tosus and Bav Metzia says, by mezuzah, even though by tzitzis you can do it, you can move strings from one to another, not by mezuzah because of the mazikin problem, the damage problem. Right, the harm problem. Tosus here says the following: Loma boy iv chovas talisu the osa lafil chovas gabru nami osa. He says, you know, that's an old question, technical din. Is the chiv to put strings on? Is that a chiv on the person wearing the garment, or is it a chiv on the garment? But the garment has to have strings. The person wearing a garment has to have the strings on a garment. A different chakir regards to tzitzis, but that's a machlokas. But Tosa, that machlokas is irrelevant here, because even if you hold it on the person, it's still also k'de'ashch on mezuzah, like we find by mezuzah, says Rav, the nenash osach anotlo. That guy was punished who moved the mezuzah from one to another. The Rav Mitzvah Sof Perak HaShoah we read before. Afagav b'chol is hadarho, even though no one says it's a din on a house, it's in the person to put up mezuzah, and yet he was still punished. So that's what Rav says, the same thing here. And Shmuel Omar Matirin. Shmuel says you can switch sitters. So ask the question, even though he holds it, it's a chiv on a talis. Fine. So why is mezuzah different? So he says, that I'm skipping a little bit, Natosa says, inami mezuzah shiny. Why? She'asuya lahatzam an amazikin. So here he says, the second answer Tosus gives is the same as we had in Bav Metzia, Lahatzam an amazikin. But before that, Tosus says a different reason. He says, Gabe mezuzah shenena shema lo haya bedaito lahaniach bebayis acher. Tosus says an important point. He says maybe the reason this guy was punished is because he took these mezuzahs down and he wasn't going to use them in the new house. He had other mezuzahs or whatever. Wasn't he use them? So it was time, he was just taking them down. That's just not nice. You don't just take mezuzahs down for no reason. So what is Tosus here saying? Tosus is saying that if you're important point. If you're taking them down for the purpose of putting up in your new apartment or your new house, that's okay. Then it is parallel to tzitzis. That's different than the Tosus there. As he gives the other answer too. He says about the mazikin too. That's the inam. I read that first because that's the setup for parallel. But the first answer Tosus gives a different answer. It's very important because Tosus is saying very important qualification here. Whereas, how come it's not like tzitzis? The Tosus there said it's different because of the mazikin. This first answer Tosus, how come it's not like tzitzis? It is like tzitzis. You can take the tzitzis to put them on the beged, and so too you can take mezuzahs down to put them up in the other house. Yeah. That's what comes out from this Tosus.
Very difficult to understand.
Yeah.
And absorb if that weren't the case. Because forget about today that it's, you know, very expensive.
Yeah. Especially if you have, you know, a lot of homes, a lot of rooms.
36 rooms.
Right.
They only had one. But even the one or two rooms that they had, writing a mezuzah.
Yeah, it's a big thing. Okay, we're going to come to that, the issue of the expense, Bez Hashem, shortly. But that's why I wanted to show you this post, is because they're ready a different answer, but it's a big nafkamina. Yeah.
Are the two services necessarily different? I mean, can it be that when's the mazik? It's only mazik when you take the
okay. That's an interesting point. Could be. I just want to read you in terms of tzitzis. The psak is as follows: in the Rambam Perak Aleph Hichos Tzitzis Alocha Yud Gimel, the Rambam Paskins at one line at the end of the Alocha Umutor Lahatir Tzitzis Mibeged Zeh Vilislos Mibeged Acher Bein Lavan Bein Chelis. You are allowed to take the strings off one beged, says the Rambam, put on the other, whether it's the blue strings, the white strings, whatever, that is allowed. So that's the Alocha Lamaisa, and indeed that's how we pass as well in Hilchos Tzitzis in the Shulchan Aruch, or Chaim Simon Tesvov, okay, in Sif, or Chaim Simon Tesvov Sif Aleph, the Mechaber writes, Mutter Lahatir Tzitzios Mitalazeh, the lit name, Mitalaz Acher. Okay, but says the Shohar, Avol Shelo Anicham BeBeged Acher Lo. But if you're not using them for any other beged, then you shouldn't take them off. Okay, that sounds parallel to mezuzah with regards to
that. You have to have a beged in mind at the moment.
Yeah, right.
So you're saying, because next time I need.
No, I think I don't know. That's an interesting question. I think I once saw someone deal with that. Well, you have to have the other thing right there or your plan. It's a good question. I think I saw a discussion. I have a machlokes about that. Now, the Mishabura makes a couple of, and here's his, Mishabura explains it. And maybe it'll help you also. Mishabura, Tziv Katan Gil, writes the following. Kiyesh Isser, Shemivaze Talas Shomitzur Bechinam. It's a design. Here you have a talis or a barber kind of using a bit of brocha every morning and so on. And I'm going to take off the tzitzis and to know if I have a good reason to put it on my new talis is good, but it's time to take it off. It's not right. Imlo Shemisbala Talas, unless it's, you're going to bury it anyway because it's all ruined, and Zahar's Mutalatir Tzitzit Bechol Gavni. Osha wrote to Lamachra Nochra, you want to sell it to somebody, remember, since this was, you know, we're like, sure, it's for garment, begotten, right? Oh, Lasos Matelos Begit Shalayedal Kamfus, or your wife's going to sew it into another garment that's not going to be four cornered, so it's not going to require it, whatever. You have a reason for it, then it's a lie. Then Mutalitlan. Avalim wrote, Limkar Talas Yisrael, also the Kaftitzi also. Okay? If you're selling it to a Jew, you're not allowed to take the Tzitzis off. Avshi Yisrael Hashem Yuchalatil Tzitzis Gatzmo, even though he could put his own, let him go get his own strings, Afilo Hachi Osir. Now, Umutu Lahasir Tzitzis, Lahasir Tzitzis, Velo says, Tachteim Yosir Noim Mishum Hidr Mitzvah. You are allowed to take the Tzitzis because you want to put nicer ones on. Cleaner ones, nicer ones. You want to do tchelas, you want to do menupot lishma, all the hidurim, you go into the, you know, Eretz Yisrael, all those places, you know, all kinds of chumas, and the chutzitzis was made, there's this lishma, and now, you know, you want to put on a hidur, oh, kishen yishen, yishanim, masir, mikadei lechadsham, oh, kishnifsa chutach, it was torn and so on. So anyway, the Mishabura has various qualifications under which case it would be mutter. And the question, which we're going to look at a little bit now, is how does that play with regards to mezuzah? So again, what we saw in Tosus and Shabbos on Chav Beis Amud Aleph is Tosus says that this whole din of not taking the mezuzahs off the door, that's only if you're not planning to put them up right away somewhere else. If you're putting up right away, then it doesn't apply. So claims Tosus in Shabbos. There is another. Now the question is, what's the halacha? We have two different approaches. If you take the, aside from what you said, though, if you take the mazikin issue, you could argue that that's no matter what. I don't care if you're putting it on another house. Too bad. That's a din. Okay, I don't care if it's going to be. So if you take that answer, Tosis, then it wouldn't make a difference whether it's for another garment or another house or not for another house. But according to the answer, Tosis and Shabbos, the first thing, it makes a big difference. So one other point so let's see what people say about this in terms of the psak. So in the Shiltas of Rav Chaigon, it's in Pasha Shlach, it's Shilta Kuf Chav Vav, it's talking there about Bizoya being Mevaze Mitzvahs. Okay, so the Shiltas writes the following in the middle of the discussion. He says, Inami have a dar bebeisa, the kavale mezuzah. The guy lived in a house and he put up mezuzah. The kanafikle, now he's going out. Says, Osir le mishkale, not allowed to take the mezuzah off, mishkale, mishum de kom mavti lo le mitzah, your mevata le mitzah. And the Shultos goes on to quote the Gemara that we mentioned, the Gemara in Rav Metzi, the Tanar Bonan, Hamaske by the Chavera, Osokhalas, the mezuzah, Shiyotse lo yelan biyodo, the Yetze, and so on, and it's different with a guy, and he tells a story about the guy who did this, and he lost his child, and so on and so forth. Right? Then the Shultas goes on, Biram. However, says the Shultas, Tzorech lemeimar, Hani mili ki osu mishko hecha de lo kovala le mezuzah b'shaita. That's only this whole discussion of being also to take mezuzahs off because the bittul of a mitzvah. That's only, he says, de lo kovala mezuzah b'shaita. You're not putting it on right away to another place. He says same thing with chiltanami de lo romile le gdima achrina b'shaita. Same thing with tzitzis. It's only a problem if you hold it as a problem. It's only a problem if you're not putting it on to another thing right away. Okay. Well, again, that was his question, but in the foreseeable future. Okay. Otherwise, it's a bizayin. So that's the position of Shiltos. So the Shiltos seems to rule in accordance with the position of Tosis, the first teretz of Tosis in Shabbos, namely that the whole problem is only a problem. The whole problem is only a problem. Is only a problem if you're not planning to fix those mezuzahs someplace else. That's how it says in the Shiltos. It's also quoted from other Gonim in the Chedusha HaRitva. Now, I brought this edition of Chedusha HaRitva is the old edition, not the Osar Kook edition, and there's a good reason why. I actually brought both of them with me because, in fact, this edition, the old traditional Chedusha HaRitva, is probably not really written by the Ritva. It was somebody else and was ascribed to the Ritva. Okay. It wasn't a potential fake. There was, in the Mosar Rav Kook edition of the Chedusha HaRitva, which I guess is so they don't match, and the introduction to the Chedusha HaRitva, the Mosar Rav Kook edition, has a whole discussion of how what they have, the Ksav Yad, the manuscript they found, is really the Ritva, and they prove how it matches up what many Rishonim, especially Shittim Betzis, a number of places quotes the Ritva matches what it has in their manuscript and not what's in the traditional Chedusha HaRitva. Okay, so whoever wrote this, we're not sure. Not only the forgery, but somehow it got ascribed to the Ritva. So on that Gemara in Rav Metzia, Daf Kuf Beis, in the original old Chedusha HaRitva, it says as follows. It doesn't really matter who wrote it because it's quoting from Rav Haigon. Whoever wrote it, but I'm saying the Ritva, it's the old Chedusha HaRitva. It says, Kishu Yotze Etlana Biyada, not Gemara in Rav Metzia Kuf Beis. Says the Chedusha HaRitva, or it's called the Chedusha HaRitva, V'chos of Rabbeinu Haigon, Avali Mitzta. He quotes a Haigon also that if you need these mezuzahs for a new place, then it is okay to take it. And Bechain Pirish Rav Acha, that's the author of the Shultos of Rav Haigon. Okay, so Bechain Pirish Rav Acha is Albert Parsha Shlach Lecho, we just read it. Same thing with tzitzis and so on. Can I mean hachom mezuzah? Meu, but im rote losis also tzitzis betalis acher shalom. But I need the tzitzis of other talis. Oh, also mezuzah bebayis acher mutar barshus biyado and so on. Then just an aside, it's interesting. It tells the story about the guy who never buried the children and the wife. He says that's mida keneged mida, because hu lo chasha shlemisas bnei chavero. The Tzrichim Shimur, right? Mezuzah gives his protection. He took the mezuzah down and left alone this other guy, with his children. So neither can I get it. Fine. But anyway, in this edition of Chedusha HaRitva, he quotes Rav Haigon. So now we have the Shulta Rav Haigon, whoever authored this Chedusha HaRitva, who all say, like that first answer in Tosin Shabbos, that it's not a problem if you're planning to move in and use it for the new house. So too, in this one other sort or others, but the Orchas Chaim. of Aaron Lulil in Hilchos Mezuzah. It's in Volume Beis in Hilchos Mezuzah. He writes, "V'kosav echad mehamechad b'mzal de'i islay bayis shelo o shosiris lo suvei bay oz mutol and not only bayis kashiratzi amenu." If you're going to another home, you either bought or you're renting, and you need the mezuzah, that it's mutter. Okay, afilu yikonis shom yisrael achar. Even if the new guy moving into where you left is another Jew, it's okay. Okay. However, he left by bayis achilas suvei bay also. But if you have nowhere else to put it, you're not taking it down because you need to put it somewhere. Then that's when it's also. And he tells the same maisa, from that gemara. So we have a number of rishonim, even gonim, were of the opinion that there's no problem taking down a mezuzah if it's because you need it to put it up in a new place. However, not everybody agrees to that. In the real Chiddush HaRitva, okay, you know, it's assumed today to be the Chiddush HaRitva.
Is it different?
In the Mavo, in the introduction, it gives you a whole, It gives you a whole story. So, where this came from, where that came from, whatever. So, in this new Chiddush HaRitva, the regular Chiddush HaRitva, Musar Kuk, on that same Gemara, but Mitzvah Kuf Beis, again, as a matter of, whatever, when I looked it up, it says the Ritva says, I didn't find it in this one, but I found the other one, right? So it says as follows. Here the Ritva writes, this is the Ritva himself, says, "Lo yitlena biyad v'yetzi now I take it, pirush stomach karma," under all circumstances. Okay? "Afilu b'shetzarech osot l'bayis acher." I don't care, you need another house. Tough. That's the din. Okay, the Ritva says the din is not allowed to take it down at all. Henry said, "Well, you're worried about the expense, so build that into the price of the house when you sell it." Okay, if it's being sold to a Jew, we'll get back to that point later. Says the Ritva, tells his kasha. So why is it different than tzitzis? Well, everybody paskin already before the Rambam, Shohanach, everybody paskins by tzitzis. You're allowed to do it. Shiny hocha, he says a little different. He said, "The kevan dechola kedusha shchina bebayezeh elo l'salkum." Since the Kedusha of the Shechina was chal on this house in the presence of mezuzah, you have no right to take it off. It's different. It doesn't say about mazikin. Damage, I don't understand that. He says Kedusha Shechina. Somehow the presence of a mezuzah indicates the presence of the Shechina in this place, and you can't take the mezuzahs off. So I said, according to the Ritva, you can't take it off, and at an expense, so build it into the price of the house. And that's how the Ritva ends. Miu efsha shechayev lifroa damehel, right? The guy have to pay. That's when you sell on the house, you have to say, "I have 25 mezuzahs here. Here's what you build it into the price." So we'll talk more about the price later. But you see from the Ritva, not like the Shiltas, and not like of Haigal, not like the other edition of the Ritva, whoever that Rishon was, but it totally just says it's no matter what. Yeah.
Cliff Graham moving in.
We'll talk about Gonshin. Yeah.
I feel like what he's saying is basically the flip side of the coin, where we say that Tumah, the absence and the manifestation of a lack of
To some extent, right? That's what he's saying. Yeah, okay, I hear what he's saying. The Ritva's feeling is that when the house had a mezuzah, so it had a certain kedusha to it.
So like
he can't take it off.
Yeah,
right, exactly.
It's like Torah based tanks.
Right, there's this hierarchy. Exactly right. Just like you can't use something which had a higher kedusha, you can't bring that to a lower kedusha. So the Ritva doesn't exactly draw the parallel.
Is that they say it's shver because all you're doing is being machlif. From Mokom to Mokom.
Right, but that Mokom...
Could you yorate that Mokom? But even if the guy's coming in and he's putting his own mezuzah, you still can't do it.
Right, that's the same. That's what it's saying.
It's unbelievable.
Yep. Even for those few minutes or whatever it is.
Right. It's unbelievable.
Yeah, that's the point of these Rishonim. We'll see how it passes.
There must be something, I hate to use the term...
Mystical.
That relates to Makas Bechoros, that the whole concept
of the mezuzah, the original mezuzah,
of the original mezuzah that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was mitzaveh, there's arevus, there's the individual chov for one to the house where he lived in,
right?
Because otherwise HaKadosh Baruch Hu knew where Bnei Yisrael lived,
right? Had to do something,
but
you had
not
to
done it,
you
had the horrors would have hit with an issue, right? But HaKadosh Baruch Hu destroyed the world and created the world, he couldn't choose which house,
right.
So
you have to figure it out. Yeah.
So the only aspect, it has to be something, Kabbalistic.
Okay, well again, the Ritva is not talking Kabbalistic, Shani Hog, the Kevin, the Chola Kedusha Shechina Babayezeh. That's the Ritva's language. Somehow the Kedusha, the Shechina,
so was
over the standard. You can't take it out of the house. I don't know. That's a good horror. Now, I just want to show you
something in
the mezuzah. Right,
the
right, I didn't see anyone say why, but in a chanani. Okay, now, the Nemuke Yosef, in you know, in the back of Maseches Menachos, we mentioned last week, is what's called the Halachas Ketanos. So again, there's no riff, but it would be like where the riff is. It's Davav Medeis in what would be the page of the riff, so to speak. It's a collection of the Halachas, you know, from Maseches Menachos, which are not in the riff because it's most of Menachos on Kutchin. But anyway, the Nemukeos is there. It's Davav Medeis, and then the standard edition is the very back of Maseches Menachos. So he writes Lo Yitlana on this same Mesugia, the same Mesugia appears in Menachos too, where a lot of Dinah Mezuzah found. So here the Mukhi Yosef writes for Kosel Shem Rav Acha Meshabcha, that's Rav Achai Gon, right? The Hani Mila B'delo Kovel Alta B'bayis Acher. He used the word Alta. You have to put it right away in another house. The Kovel Alta B'bayis Acher Mutalit L'kadamina Matirin Titzim Begel Begad. But then he adds with Tzorchian. Sounds like he's not so 100% convinced. He quotes it, but you know, he says it's interesting, but then you know, he leaves room for discussion. Then the same Nebuke Yosef in Bav Metzia, the Nebuke Yosef in Bav Metzia, and there it's stuff Nun Tef and Aleph in the page of the Rif. That's in Bav Metzia we have the Nebuke Yosef on the Rif. So Nun Tef and Aleph in the page of the Rif in Bav Metzia, there already the Nebuke Yosef says Vimas Latan Rabbanon Lo Yitlana Stomach Sani Afilu B'Shetzarech Osa L'Bayis Acher. Here he's convinced the other way. Again, he's quoting from the Ritva, Mishem HaRitva. So he says exact Lashon of the Ritva. He says the same thing about the Kedusha Shechina that was Chayla Kedusha Shechina B'Bayis there. So the Nebuke Yosef in Menachos and Halachos Ketanos Menachos was a Mesupik. Okay, but in Shabbos, rather in Bav Metzia, he's not Mesupik. He says the other way. So it's a Machlo, basically, it comes out of Machlokas Rishonim. Okay, in fact, it could well be that none other than Rashi, whom we haven't seen weigh in one way or the other, may weigh in on the side of those who hold that the issue is no matter what. Because there's a Gemara in Menachos on Lamed Dalet and Aleph that talks about the famous distinction, you know, if you're renting, you have 30 days, if you buy, you have right away, and there's a difference in Eretz Yisrael. In Eretz Yisrael, you have to you put it up right away. I'm sorry, I said Lamadam and Mem Dalam and Aleph. So Rashi there on Mem Dalam and Aleph in Menachos says Mishum Yishuv Eretz Yisrael. The La Achar Shekova in Eretz Yisrael, once you put a mezuzah up, Shuv Eino Notlo Misham Afilu Yotzin Mena. You can never take it off. Once it's up, it's up. You don't take it with you when you leave. Kedara Parakasholi quotes the Gemara of Metzia and so on. And Rashi doesn't seem to say unless you need it somewhere else. He says it as a general rule. So basically, we have different shitas in the Gaonim and the Rishonim as to what the parameters of this issue is. The parameters are is it like Rav Haigon, Rav Haigon, perhaps the Ritual, the Ruchas Chaim? They all seem to say that the issue of taking the mezuzah down is only if you're not putting it up somewhere else, but if you need it to put it up somewhere else, you're allowed to take the mezuzah with you when you leave. And the Nukhi Yosef, and perhaps Rashi, and the regular Kiddush Ritual, the correct Kiddush Ritual, and so on, all say the other way. Just before seeing the Shulchan Aruch, which we'll see in a second, and the Rambam in a second, Rabbi Yaakov Emden has a tshuva. In his Shilus Yavet in the Chelik Beis in Kuf Yud Zayin, he was asked the question: the Echad Shoked Diros Mibayizel LaBayiz Acher. Okay, a guy moving from one house to another. Ubeis Arishon Shadarbo Kana Achshav Yisrael Acher VaKona Zed Darbo Bayiz Acher. The Gamlo Rots Adayin Olam Adarbo Rakef Sharots LaHaskel Yisrael Acher Bayiz Zeh. Av Achshav Adayin Abayiz Me'ein Yoshev Lo Darbo Ish. This guy says he's the following. Fellows is moving to another house, but he's not selling the old house right away. He's leaving it be. He may sell it once for business reasons, whatever. He's holding on to it for a while, not using it. It's going to sit empty. And he said, the Epshah owed Yerach Yomiyavor. Maybe it'll be more than a month. But lo yodah, no one's going to live there. Then can you take the mezuzah down? Or not? That's the question. Okay? And so, and it's a little different. His case is no one's moving in. So you could argue, no one's moving in, so what about, you know, I guess the word mazik, there's no mazik, there's no one to be mazik, right? On the other hand, if it's a din of taking away the kedusha, well, that does apply, right? So it's an interesting question. The Yaakov Emden writes, Omane Dabar Borer, Afili Yesha Adam Kama Batam Adira, Kulam Chav Mezuzah. Guys got several homes, they all have to have mezuzah, Afim Eno Dabar Kriyas, Elabechaman. Even though he lives in one of them on a regular basis. The Eno Nichna Sashar Elapam Bashan. He goes the other one, to a place in Arsishala, whatever, the vacation home in Florida. Here, you know, he goes very rarely, but still he has to put up a mezuzah. Okay, and then he says...
Is this addressed to all the rooms or to the house?
in those days, didn't have so much of a chilek, but I think it means that wherever we put it up, we put it up. I think so. Okay. Anyway, so he quotes the Ritva and the Mukiosi, especially because the issue of Sakana, Chamira Sakanta, so that's how he paskins on the Shala. How do we paskin on Wachala Maisa in terms of the Shulchan Aruch and the Rambam? Again, we have two Tzadim and the Rishonim.
Each room's a Deraisa?
That's a discussion. Actually, the Poskin discuss, what if I want to take the Mezuzah down from House A in a room that wasn't really chayav anyway in mezuzah? Sometimes people put up mezuzahs you don't really need, so that does play a factor. It does play a role. The answer does play a role. But we'll talk about ones where everyone agrees you have to put it up. Okay, so anyway, so we've seen different sheets in the Rishonim. We're allowed to take it down, not allowed to take it down. So the how do we paskin? So the Rambam, Hilchos Tefillin, that's the mezuzah, and really Tefillin, mezuzah, Sefer Torah are together as one unit in the Rambam. So it's the Perek Dalad of Hilchos Tefillin. I'm sorry, Perek Hey, Avichos Tulin, Perek Hey, Avichos Tulin, Halacha Yud Aleph, the Rambam writes, Hamaske Bais Lechaveru, if a guy rents out a house to somebody, Ala Sochel of Mezuzah, the tenant, has to put up Mezuzah, the Boros Afilo, I know since Chalk Yosef, fine, Menesha Mezuzah, Chovas Hador, Yvena Chovas Abais, because the Mezuzah is a chiv on the person living there, and not on the house. But Keshu Yotze Lo Yitlena Biyod of Yotze, the Rambam says, you don't take it with you, you gotta leave it when you leave, unless it was a goy, okay? The Rambam does not make any distinction. And we're trained to assume the Rambam is precise in his language, and if the Rambam did not make any distinction, the Rambam says you can't take it with you, period. It doesn't say, but if you need it for the other house, it's okay. So it seems like the Rambam, anyway, is passing like those Rishonim, who hold that it doesn't matter whether you need it, no matter what, you're not allowed to take it. In the Shulchan Aruch, that's what we find as well. The dinner of Milchus Mezuzah are found in Yoredeya, in the third chelek of Yoredeya. So in Yoredeya, Simon Reish, Sadi Aleph, Sif, Reish Tari Aleph, Sif Beis, the Chabarai Tuch Sheyetze Lo Yitlena Biyodo. You can move out, you don't take the mezuzahs with you. So paskins the Shulchan Aruch. Just as an interesting additional point, I came across a reference, and I haven't had the Sefer home, the Sefer called Rishon Lutzion, which is written by Rav Chaim Ibn Attar, who is better known as the author of the Or HaChaim HaKadosh on the Chumash. That's his more well-known work. But he has a number of other works. He has something on Shulchan Aruch also. But here he has on Masechtas. So and in the back he has on some parts of Shulchan Aruch. So in this Rishon Lezion, in his commentary on Yoredeus and Reish Tzadi Aleph, he says, when he is daiti nira otan, Abraisa diksan le Rabbi Yehuda also a kalkel davar mesukon, right? And this is sort of like this, you're not allowed to destroy something which is in good shape, right? Again, I don't want to say Kabbalistic, but you know, you're ruining something that has Kedusha to it. And the Chayshina and Shema Idach Shiyadu Abayis lo Yikpam on Mezuzah. What if the people moving on from? They're not going to put up Mezuzah at all. And he says, Rahabi Kilifna Iver. It's almost like a lifna either. But by taking the mezuzah down, if the new tenants, you know, they may not be so formal, they won't get proper mezuzahs, whatever. So he says, a lifna either. You know, you're causing these people to have, to have a house that doesn't have a proper mezuzah. Okay, so that's just in a sort of auxiliary reason. But anyway, we see in the Shulchan Aruch, the simple reading of the Shulchan Aruch is that you're not allowed to take the mezuzah down, apparently no matter what. Now, on the side of the page, on the Shulchan Aruch, we have a parish called the Beis Lechem Yehuda, which is printed here on the side of the Shulchan Aruch in the Yoredeya Reish Tzadi Aleph. He says, the Yei Sakana, because Sakana to take it down. Like we said, you know, the children may die. I guess what he's saying is, since the Gemara says, Rachman al Tzani, children may die if you take that mezuzah, you don't say, well, maybe we should hold like the other guy. You know, I don't take the chance of my children. You know what I mean? Well, that's what the Rabbi Akiva said. Because Sakana, when it comes to Sakana, we'll err on the side of caution. Okay? You know, since it's such a severe punishment, I'm not going to paskin like the other thing and then find out later on, you know what, it cost me my child's life for a long time, right? So that's what he says. That pasha, Yesh Sakana was one of his pashas. Okay? And he says, at the end, he says, the Yesh Sakana afim yirtzalik bo techev v'bayi sacher. Even if your plan is to put it right up, but meanwhile, this Sakana, you know, it's not the way that, what if it takes you half a day to get over, slap over, whatever the heck is, you don't play games with Sakana. That's how the Beis Lechem Yehuda says, yeah.
If we're so worried about Sakana, how come the case in the Gemara, and the Rambam also quoted it, that, Hasocha b'ayt kaleira al Hasocha, you're leaving it to Sakana over there, because you're not...
No, it did, but it's only sakana if you were chayav to do it, right? Since that
oh, he wasn't chayav.
Chayav, not chayav, not chayav. I guess that's
it. That's not either,
though. Okay, but that's what Rosh Hashanah says, yeah. But okay, but it's only on the chayav. Now that's what the Beis Lechem Yehuda said. The Birka Yosef and the Chidah, okay, and Sifkat and Gimel, as all your day erased Sadi Aleph. The Birka Yosef says the Teretz Rishon Shal Tosos Mutar Lito. According to the first Teretz and Tosos we saw in Shabbos, it's mutar to take it down if you need it in another house, right? For the Teretz Achron Oser. But according to the second Teretz, it has to do with this Mazikin, or like the Ritva says, it's pogame, so to speak, in the Kedusha. So then it's also V'chein Nagu Lesson. The Minig is to treat it as an Isser. Now, he does say, he quotes about Chaygon and the Shiltas, well, we all mentioned that before, and the Ritva, and the Kedusha Mamitzir, and the Chaygon, and so on and so forth, right? The issue is Hakon, he quotes, and of course, all the sources that we said. However, he says, Avalufyanir Midvar of Hainu, the Kavan, the Sif, the Sif, the Shemin, the Yishakana, Im Kain, Ain Lisma, Hadibin, the that's what he says. Never mind that the Rachai Gon and all these people in the kills, they all say it's okay. Again, when you're dealing with Sakana, you don't play games. Okay, if it's a Sakana, then we got to err on the side of caution. All right? And he quotes the Nebuchadnezzar himself, seems to say the other way, as we saw in the other Nebuchadnezzar, Hilchos Mezuzah. Now, he does say the following thing, though. The Yeroa, the Inu B'Mokom She'eno Motze Mezuzah Labayas Yerotza Atalodabo. He said, what if I'm moving to a place, and it's hard for us to imagine this today, but like Henry said before, writing mezuzah, you have to find a sofa. So today, Baruch Hashem, you know, it's not so. But at one time, if the person had to go live in some place, well, who knows if you'll find a mezuzah? Who says there is some shtetl someplace, you know, and there's not a sofa in town? You know, what are you supposed to do then? I mean, you know, I need this because otherwise I'm going to be in my new house without a mezuzah. Okay, it's going to take me who knows how long. I'll have to send Eretz Yisrael to find the guy, whatever. So then the Chidor writes, the Mikhail Yosef writes, if Yeroi appears to me, the move Mokum she'eno motze mezuzah l'bayis she'ro tzah t'lodabo, yurchokum ane she'tova l'yado, k'day heim ha'ga'on rabbeinu hai, b'ravacha lismo chalem b'shas ad'chak. He says, v'shas ad'chak, like that, then you can rely on the Rav Haigon, perhaps the old, you know, the original ritual, Mokhe Yosef, in one place. So in other words, Rav Birka Yosef is not willing to go all the way with the Beis Lechem Yehuda. And say, on the nose, Birka Yosef is the Chidor's commentary. So Birka Yosef says, he brings in a mitigating circumstance. It's impossible to find, very difficult to get new mezuzahs in the place where I'm going. So then in a Hanami, you can take the old mezuzah. And that's how it was brought down as well in the Pisrei Tshuva on the page there in Yerodeus and Reis Sadi Aleph in Sivkot and Zion. He quotes Ayin Birka Yosef and so on. And he says, these other gaonim you can rely on them, and so on. Especially because they say, because of Od, and furthermore, he says, the af in miyad shiyotze by zeh yover ila dor bloder. But what if you have the phone? What if the day I'm moving out, you're moving in? In other words, there's no time for the sakana to kick in, right? I mean, the move, we're moving in and out the same day. I'm going out. You're a from guy. You're coming in that very day, right? And there's not even any lapse, so to speak. He's going to put the mezuzah up right away. So he quotes in the chidah. I didn't read inside the chidah, but the Pesach Chuva quotes it. He says, even there, it's kind of a low plug. That's what he says over there. Without a ready, you know, it's an interesting question, but that's what the Pesach Tshuva says. Now, the Ramah on that, I didn't read the Ramah before, but he says a very important thing. Okay? The Ramah adds, after the Shulchan Aruch says, when you leave, you don't take it with you. Okay? And by the way, I forgot to say the Prima Gadim, Aruch Chaim, Simeon Gimel, and the Mishpat Tosav, Sivkot and Beis also seems to say like the, you shouldn't take it off, although he opens the door also for Suffolk. Fine. But the Ramah adds an important few words. He says, V'im hikbid al ma'osel, hasheni tzarech l'shalim. Ramah paskin, yes, you have to leave the mezuzahs up, but I can charge you for them. I don't have to pay. In other words, like I said before, you build that in to the sale of the house, or to an apartment, I have the right to say. By the way, none of this applies to the cases.
people have very elaborate cases, that you don't have to leave off. Okay. But they were talking about the cloth, the mezuzah, but even there, the Ramah is saying, in Mahikbir al Ma'usel, there are more paskins that if you're makbin, you need the money, and you said before, it's very expensive, so then you have the right to tell the other person, Hasheni Tzarech L'Shalom, you have to pay me for it. However, there's a caveat there. In other words, now, I don't know. It could be that that's a sin that Ramo argues in the Mechaber. As the Mechaber is saying, like those Rishonim who say, you're not allowed to take the mezuzah down no matter what. Ramo perhaps leans towards saying, well, really, technically you could, because we'll rely on the other sheet. There's a Rechaygon and a Rechaygon and so on, and the Mechaylzer in one place. Ramo says, really, you could, but yes, minig is to leave it up so you can charge the guy. That's what I'm saying is, I don't know. Is that a machlokas? I'm not sure. That's would the Mechaber agree that you could charge him? And the Mechaber would say, no, that's the din, and it's a din.
No,
okay.
I work out that. No one talks about being machlif.
Someone does been talking about it. You understand. Okay. Your Hashulchan adds, in again, it's also in your days, in Reis Tariyalot, So again, I don't know. I'm not trying to make machlokas where there is none. I'm not sure. In other words, is the Ramo arguing because the Ramo fundamentally agrees with the other shitas and says, really, you could take it down if you're planning to put it right up. The custom is not to, so you're allowed to charge the guy. Is that the Ramo's decision? Oh, no, really agrees. You're not allowed to, just you're allowed to take them. I'm not sure. Okay. The Aruch HaShulchan adds, in Sin Reish Tzadi Aleph, he says, yeah, you can ask the guy for the money, but at the end of the day, says the Aruch HaShulchan, you can claim the money from the guy. The guy refuses, he still can't take him down. In other words, if the guy says, I'm not paying you, you can't go in there and take it down. So I'm not sure. Now we come to your question. All right, so I got to leave mezuzahs up. But I don't have to leave the most mehudadik, beautiful mezuzahs up. I have to leave a kosher mezuzah up, so can I switch? Before I move out, I know I'm moving out, so can I switch? I'll put up cheaper mezuzahs, right? So actually the Chazon Ish was asked that question. This is printed in Tshuvas Uksavim from the Chazon Ish in the first section, our Chaim section, Simon Chav Dalad, Os Yud Beis. Sha'alu, someone asked the Chazon Ish, K'sheyotze midiros in yocho lahachlif ha-mezuzah ha-mehudoros bepochos mehudoros. Can you switch mezuzah? Give him a cheaper one. The Heishiv ain't Tolshim mezuzahs. He said, you don't take the mezuzah down. Period. So says the Chazon Ish. However, fortunately, whatever, and not everybody agrees with the Chazon Ish on that. The Minchas Yitzchak, the Bayan from the Yiddish Haredes Mishlaim, Yitzchak Weiss, left a number of years ago, in his Tshuvas, has a Tshuva, Minchas Yitzchak, Yitzchak Weiss, in Chelek Hay, Sinem Kuf Yud, of his Tshuvas, Minchas Yitzchak, in Oz Beis, he was asked, can you put the cheaper ones in, and so on. And also, what if the guy's coming right in? So he quotes in the Sefer Das Kedoshim, that's in the Eishel Aram of Buchach, he says, Kos of Pshitas, Hagam she'ein lahotzi mizu kashiyotze, mikol mokom ein chashash lachlifa. There's no problem switching. That you can do. Well, ani apsham mizuzu, she'ein ha misofer muva kolka, not from the best sofer in Eretz Yisrael. You know, it's an average. Ubeprach, yachol omar shemotzi lebodka. Because you can always say, I'm going to take it down, I'm going to check it out. I haven't checked. And then when I'm putting it back up, I'll put up cheaper ones. This is how I got to put up the same one, right? You haven't checked. It can't be possible. You can't put up garbage. You can't put up printed things, but it doesn't have to be. You know, you go to the swarm store, there are gradations in terms of the style of the writing and the beauty of the iksav and the quality of the parchment and so on. So I'm allowed to leave the guy, the new tenant or the new purchaser, cheap ones. Even though the Brikiosa said it doesn't matter, it's kind of a low plug, he says, nonetheless, many people disagree, and Kedai are going to Kodesh Baladas Kedoshim, Lismochalov, and I think you can be Mekel also, he says, if somebody's coming right in. So we have a number, again, that's against the Chazon Ish. That's also, by the way, Ravad Yosef, in his tshuva, this is Yabia Omer, Hele Gimel, Hele Gardea Sin Yud Ches. He quotes everybody. He says, in Ozdalad, he says, this will be a little bit because it's late, Shalafi, call him a word nearer. Shakol Shmanech Mezuzah Ksheira. As long as you leave a Kosher Mezuzah, the Makom Mezuzah Mehudaris, in place of the more Mehudadik one, Hov Ein Kan Chashash Mazikin, you've taken care of Mazikin. I guess the Mazikin don't care whether it's Mehudadik or not Mehudadik. They're taking care of whatever Mezuzah you have up there. And it says, not like the Brikei Yosef and so on. Okay.
The Chazanish's position is fair, because what happens if the new Baal Bayis comes in? And he says, you know what? I have my own mezuzahs.
I want to take it down anyways, you mean?
So I'm going to take it down. So what happens now?
Can you reclaim it?
Baal Bayis come and say...
We'll see something like that in a second. I brought me Chulis from a contemporary post in there. It's nothing to step on. Chulis Lahoros Nossam. He deals with that. We'll get to it in a second. Okay. Just to finish what I just say, if he writes at the end, in Ozayin of this same Chul, he writes, we call Malkum Yeshna Eitha Tova Lahatir, but then treat as a simple heter. Sheitha Mezuzah Lebotkum Sherei. Take the Mezuzah down before you move. Have him checked, tell or whatever. Have him checked to make sure it's kosher. Bachaka Chikpa Mekoma Samezuzah Shni, and then put the other one, then, Yotzei, according to everybody. Ramosha Feinstein has an additional point, which certainly works for apartments and also many homes. The Moshe Feinstein is in the Tshuva, in the Igros Moshe, in Yeridei Chelek Dalad, Simon Mem Dalad, in Os Aleph, and we'll move to finish up. He quotes from Rav Henkin. He mentioned a different issue, which is true, which is true in most circumstances. I think certainly with apartments it's true, and a lot of times true in homes as well. Okay? He writes at the end of Os Aleph, he says, Rabbi Henkin was the sort of chief rabbi of New York and a big person before Moshe. New tenants come in, they generally paint. Now when they paint, the mezuzahs come down anyways. Okay? So therefore, he says, it gets ruined by the paint. So a male wants it down, I can keep him. So Moshe says, you can be somech on that as well. If it's going to be taken down by the landlord, is going to paint. We're talking about an apartment here. Okay, the landlord's going to paint before you move in. Let's say you go out on the 15th of the month, they're coming in the 1st of next month, or whatever. So in 2 weeks, they got to get ready for the new tenants. So the mailer is going to take them down anyway, because they're going to paint. Once they're down, they're down. I didn't take them down for... the Moshe says you can rely on that also. Okay? And he says you can take them down even though they may not start painting till next week, but you're leaving, you're allowed to take it. So Moshe has that to cool as well. Henry's question is an interesting question of Nassim Gishten, I said, deals with it. This is Chubas Lahoros Nassim. Chalik Vov. Sorry, Chalik Hey. Simon Kuf Chavov.
Basically addresses it also, because once the guy takes it down.
Down is down, right.
So
right.
It would fall into the same
thing. But he asked the following. Misha Konadir, Rabbi Mezuzah, Yukom Miksum Miksav Arizal. Okay, the difference. This guy had Ksav Arizal. The new guy, your case. Vakona Horidim Vachlim Sam Beis Yosef. He wanted the Beis Yosef. This guy's a chos. This guy was a messiah. Whatever. It's a Sfardi. Right. Someone's got their own. So he puts it in. So now the mocher, the seller, heard. Oh, you took down my mezuzahs anyways. So give them back to me. And Mela had to leave the mezuzahs. You went ahead and took them down because you wanted the other ksav. Okay, so now give me back the mezuzahs. So he has a whole... So it's really a choshen mishpat question in many ways. I didn't really deal with that angle. You're still attached to the house. It's considered part of the house. You buy everything, that's part of the house. He deals with that. And it's not a long show, but it's an interesting tour from that angle.
So I have a new kula.
Yeah.
You have to have two mezuzahs. A rizal.
Take care of everybody. Right. Someone will come up with that soon. Right, the throne, yeah. Okay. Anyway, he says, at first he says, near the Benod Adan, near the Hod, Ain Motzina, the man mezuzah, the Ada Sokra, Shayna, Haida Rakim Lohredis, and mezuzah, and a bias. You could argue, you can't make the guy pay, or, like we said in Arkham Shulman, that's if he didn't take it down. Okay, and the guy's mishtamish mezuzahzu. He's uses it. Okay, I can't take it away. Right, he says, why? Because he said, you could argue the mezuzahs always remain mine, just there was an issue for me to take it with me. They never became yours, you moved into the apartment. They never became yours, there's my mezuzahs, it happens to me, there's a lock, I'm not allowed to take them with me.
That's interesting.
Okay, it's an interesting way of looking at it, right?
That's very interesting.
That's one way to look at it. Ella shall Irish shall read them. Alam Kvar Horido, I saw the guy took him down, so that is still mine. Okay? Vadesh Mizuchosan Balem, I know it's Silver Rishon. The Beza Koch, Abshalafkim, Rishusa Silver Rishon, Ella Yotzu Rishuso. So, however, he says, Ladina, not like that. Dina Vada, near the Alkecha, Muslim Zuzah, Yavshal Tzim Rishuso. There's an umdana that when the guy sold it, it was sold with the house and it was part of the price and part of the deal. Anyway, just an interesting point that you brought up. I just want to finish up with one interesting question. We're going to deal with the Gemara had mentioned it, the Shulchan Aruch, the same source mentioned it. What about with a goy? What if the next person is a goy? So the Shulchan Aruch says, in that same sip, that continuation of the same sip. Vim Sochar Abbasif Beis, and Simon Reis Salah, the Shulchan Aruch writes, Vim Sochar Abbas Me'ovik Kochovim, you rented the house from a goy, or you're renting the next people coming in, or the buyer is a goy, then note Leviosa, then you take it. Okay? And it's interesting, there are more ads. And what if the goy asks you, leave me the Zuz, I like it. I'll tell you a joke about it in a second. Leave mezuzah. So Ramo writes, the Obi Kachom Shabikesh Yitnulo mezuzah wrote to Lakom Vishal Osolin. Now I do it. However, says Ramo, the nearly Makomokom Dika Vamechach of Eva, but if you're afraid of relations with the non Jews, it'll bother, you know, it'll cause a pogrom, whatever, if you don't cooperate, the Shayera Mishim Zalisol, sorry. So you shouldn't give a mezuzah to a goy, but if you stalk, you can do it, yeah.
Is that like the only other place that has to go off an episode of Yisheves?
No, I don't think. There are other things about it, Misha Meib. Other things even also. Now, if Pischei Tshuva says in Sivkot and Tess, we'll finish up. Pischei Tshuva says in Sivkot and Tess, quotes, he says, why? Because Dilma also remembered by me to the Biziona. The guy may not treat it properly, it'll fall on the floor, he'll be bizarre to the mezuzah. That's why he shouldn't leave with the guy. Same thing the Be'er Hetev says a few chapters earlier in the same section of Shulchan Aruch Herodei and then Simon Reish Pei Vav, okay, in Sivkot and Hay, he has a whole piece of whatever the mezuzah is outside and people travel there, like sometimes people in the office building or here and you're afraid that people are gonna, ruin it, so then you don't put a mezuzah there because the guy may be mevazeh. Ha'omed Le'edin is interesting. A possible distinction is Yerushalmi, and again, I'll say it outside, Yerushalmi is in Peah. Parak Aleph Alech Aleph Dabdal Aleph Aleph tells a story of a gentleman by the name of Artivan, who sent a jewel to the present of Yudah Nasi, and he wanted something back, and he sent him a mezuzah. Now the Premosha there says Artivan was a wealthy Jew. So that has nothing to do with us. However, many assume that he was a Persian ruler. Persian king or an officer or something like that. That's how it is in the Sefer Yuchsin, which is like a history book, describes it, and Mamar Hay describes it, Artaban as some kind of a Persian ruler. So it's a goy, according to many. Many assume that Yishon was a goy. So, what's going on here? So some say, well, that's the Mokka, it was Eva, right? He sent him a present, you're not going to send me back a present, it'd be trouble for the Jews. So Yudah Nasi had no choice. Yudah Nasi had to deal with non-Jews all the time. So there's a tshuva from the Be'er Sheva. Mishachah Be'er Elmer of early Achronim in Charles Tshuva's Be'er Sheva in the Siman Lamed Vav, and he quotes different reasons why you shouldn't give it to a guy. He said, but the Rebbe was a different case, and so on. He says, what's the problem giving it to a guy? He said maybe Rebbe wanted to treat him like a Jew. He's going to convert. I can't say whatever he was going to do. That's how he defends Rebbe. But then he said, what in general is the problem with giving it to a guy? So he says as follows. We come full circle. He says, because time of the milsa, according to, I believe he says, is the afal bishabayis nishma ayada kemosha darshu apostle Hashem shomrecha, right? The mezuzah protects you and so on and so forth. And that's why I put it outside and so on. Everything's on the shmira. Mikol makom, says the Be'er Sheva, lo yehei kavonas hamakayma kadei lishma habayis. We don't put up mezuzah for that reason. Okay? Shanira kil mechavin loso kemea lishmir. It's like almost a superstition. The mezuzah is not superstitious. It may have certain things, but that's not what we do. We do it because of mitzvah kodesh baruch. And we're afraid, he says, that with a guy, he's going to put it up for superstitious reasons. And that's not allowed. Like as I heard a joke, when two people, a non-Jew and a Jew, are living next door to each other. The non-Jew's house keeps getting broken into all the time. Regularly gets broken into. So he goes to his Jewish neighbors. I want to say, we have the same kind of house, the same thing. And my house is always broken into. And no one ever breaks in. What's going on? So he says, well, maybe it's because I have this mezuzah. Well, he told me I have this little thing, and it's a house of protection. I got to get me one of them. So he goes, and he gets himself a mezuzah, goes to a Judaica shop, and he gets a mezuzah, he puts it up. And sure enough, the burglaries stop, and the Jewish, it's working out. But a couple months later, he sees the non-Jew, he's taking the mezuzah off the front of the door. So he says, what happened there? So he said, I'll tell you what happened. Ever since I put this up, every Sunday I got carloads of people knocking on my door, asking for donation. It was less expensive when I was getting burglarized. That's just not a joke. But what's the guy putting it up for? Because the guy wants the protection, so that's what, and that's it, not allowed to do it. However, Mishum Eva, it is allowed. I'll just end it. Moshe Feinstein has an interesting thing because he was asked to Shiloh also. And one of his two is, it was Moshe Chelek Aleph of Yerodea. Yerodea Chelek Aleph. And, oops, on this one. Yerodea Chelek Aleph, Simon Kuf Pei Dalad. And he was asked the question, someone had this Shiloh with the Goy. He said, you know, look, maybe I'll give the Goy a puzzle one. There's no difference. He won't know, right? They'll tell you, the Goy wants the thing, so that's a good answer, right? Give him a puzzle one. So Moshe says, you can't do that. It's just interesting. He says, you can't do it. He says, because Gnev is Das. What the guy asks for is what you would use, right? The guy wants from you. Masha Sha'alta at the end of the tshuva. So you see the honesty of, you know, it comes out.
It's interesting. Huh? It has other implications for Moshe's answer.
Yeah.
That this Gnev is Das.
Okay, yeah. That's what he said. Hakum. Right, that's what he said. Masha Sha'alta, Ulai Yikpal
O
Mezuzah.
If it is Gnevis Das, which is the most kal of all Gnevis.
Yeah, no, you're saying bigger than anything. Ain't me. He says, Pasha Chaser, Mashata Ula Yikwal Mazuza Psula, Pasha Aser, Damar Shmo Aser, Lignov Das, Phil Das Nochri, and he quotes it around the Shohar, and the Nochri, Hom Vakishman Mazuza, and Paul Pesach, Kemosha Osin Yisrael, Makarish Baruch, Shomo Rak Mazuza Ksheva. So, you know, if it's an Ava situation, you know, be straightforward and get him the right kind of mezuzah. Okay.
Great.